You never let me say hi. You usually go on a little longer. It's been a while, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Women Writing Men. This is episode 22. We're doing just a special episode just here at 22, because over Christmas we read some weird books and like just some weird Amazon ones, and we enjoyed I Married a Lizard Man so much that we were just like, yeah, let's do some weird Amazon books.
Yes. So yeah, special episode right in the middle.
Yeah,
we're not following a pattern anymore. We were doing so good.
Yeah, it's just devolved into chaos now.
So we're not rating these men. That is why it's a special episode. We're not rating them.
Yeah, because they are nothing, and this book is bananas. Yeah, so...
The book
we're doing is Rocket in My Pocket by Suki Selborn. Yeah, it's another alien one.
Did you know it was alien when you picked it? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because they're in the blurb, there's like a thing about scorpion impregnation, and I was like, all right, we're going.
Okay. First impression. Okay, well, I've read like a lot of books since then, like so many. So I'm like, what were my impressions? All I can think of was it was crazy. Like, the size of the book and the things that happened, I was like, what? Every page was, like, a whole new thing. And
it made no sense.
And it made no sense.
It made, like, so many things made no sense. I was like, how? Why? I couldn't... The thing about these books that just perplexes me is I'm like, why did you write this? Like, what possessed you to choose... Like, to make any of the decisions you made here.
Yes.
It just boggles my mind.
Yeah. Like, you want to, like, interview with the author.
And
almost.
Be like, what?
Like, what inspired this novel? Like, was it a dream?
Like, and even if you're just, like, pumping out, like, romances, the fucking order of events, like, I was just like, why?
It was crazy. I'm like, things are coming back to me. And I knew it was crazy, and now I'm remembering. I'm like, there was that, like the little man.
Yeah,
it was in my head right now, and I'm like, why was he in it? He didn't need to be there. Well, you'll find out. But it was just like, what?
Yeah, yeah. So that's my impression. It was just like, why? It's just perplexing. So yeah, should we just jump?
I mean,
right
normally
into it?
There's a short summary.
Oh, do you? Do you want to do one?
I don't know what I would say. I don't know. Like, again, I've read so many books and I'm bad at characters, so I also don't know the characters' names. There's a girl. She's a human. There's a boy. He's an alien.
Cresta and Harkus.
Cresta's the girl.
Yeah.
Harkus. Harkus is the boy. I don't even know.
Girl is Harkus.
But Cresta is a human.
Yeah.
And she's a scientist. Mm-hmm. And some scorpions
try to
kidnap her. They successfully kidnap her.
Yeah.
And Harkus frees her. And for the rest of the book,
they're trying to
escape lots of things. And they keep falling in love throughout this predicament.
Yeah, this just insane series of events.
Yeah. Insane.
So... As Mariah said, Cresta is a scientist. Now, we're going to use the term scientist very loosely. Because, like, I cannot, like, I was like, why are you writing science fiction if you're going to make the most science negative character? Like, this is clearly a romance.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, what? Why? I don't know. Like, because she has this magic... healing
box.
Light thing.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like a box that makes light, and the light can, like, stop the thing that's killing you. It can...
Cure you
completely.
Yes.
And then it can also...
Bring you back from the dead.
Yeah. Which is...
And each light does a different thing.
Yeah.
And so she has been working on this. This is her, like, prize possession for years and years. And in chapter one, she is going to
show it off to the guy. To
her professor. She's like a PhD or a master's student or something.
Yeah, something like that. And so she's going to show off the thing to... She, like, shows how it heals something.
Yeah.
And then she goes to... The professor's, like... Tells
you'll get a dead thing. It's like an animal.
It's like a Mars rat or something. I don't know. So, yeah, she goes to bring it back from the dead, and she does.
But it shrinks.
And the professor's like, you massive fucking failure.
It was really dumb. I like her machine can bring people back from the dead. Like, would you rather them be back from the dead? Small or permanently dead? It feels like she's a success.
And it still could heal anything.
Yeah, like, if you have, like, terminal illness, it will cure you.
Yeah, and they're just, like, worthless.
Completely worthless. Like, we don't want you to, like, you're a failure. You need to drop out of this program. Like, that level of failure she has accomplished.
Which is... Like, that was the point where I was just like, what?
I thought the same, because I'm like, dude, she's a genius. If this is what this thing, like,
yeah.
She is going to change the
whole world. Even if you don't use the bring back from the dead mission, until she repairs it, she, like, I don't know, it was wild. But yeah, they just determined that is completely useless, because it shrinks things.
The only other thing I have about this is during this presentation, her arch nemesis. All I wrote is, its name is Bing the Cyborg.
Yeah.
And that's all I wrote, but I was like, this is really dumb. Like, Bing's after her job. Like, I don't know. That's all I wrote, but I thought it was really stupid.
Yeah, that her nemesis is Bing the Cyborg.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's his name. Yeah. Like, oh, yeah. So
she's now alone in the lab.
Yeah. And
thinking I'm a failure.
Yeah, she's just, like, crushed about how much of a failure she is. And she gets this message from a small baby person.
Well, a cherub.
Yeah. But I just, like, in this world, it's still so strange.
That's happening.
Just baby people, and they're just talking to her.
Yes. In, like, I assumed it was like a hologram video message thing, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he talks about how her friend has already been mated, and they're, like, this little cherub thing, which, like, you know, it's like a little Cupid guy has, like, oh, I'm gonna help you get mated, or whatever.
Yes. And she's like, I didn't sign up for this, and he's like, oh, you did.
Then, yeah.
And that's, I didn't write anything about that part, because I was like, that's really irrelevant, even though it's a romance. I do remember it, but I was like, eh, whatever.
Okay, also, I think there's, like, a bazillion worse lines in this, but she, like, is looking at her machine, and she's like, the error makes no sense. And I'm like, yeah, it shrinks things makes no sense at all. But she's like, I'm going to have to reverse engineer it. And I'm like, bitch, you made it. You can just regular engineer it.
I love how you caught the, like, science flaw.
Well, it's just, like, if you reverse engineer it, you're, like, pulling it apart to, like, figure out what it is. And it's like,
yes.
you made it.
Yes.
You should know all the things in it.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
So then it takes a massive turn. You think this is going to be some, like, romance in the science lab story, but no.
A 6-foot scorpion shaped alien shows up
and kidnaps her.
Grabs her around the neck and, like, carries her out.
Oh man, I was like, what? It was so confusing. Yes. And, like, Bing sees her and doesn't do anything about it. It's like, oh, I guess this is how Krista gets picked up from school.
Well, she, like, looks at him briefly, and she's like, did my arch nemesis, like, Bing the Cyborg,
do this to me? Like, yeah. Did he put a hit on me?
Yeah. And then she, like, looks at him, and he looks just terrified that this is happening. And she's like, he probably didn't do it.
Yeah. She just, like, she's having all these thoughts, but never, like, tries to call for help. Like,
no, she's totally silent.
She's totally silent for the whole kidnapping. She's just thinking about how Bing might have done it to her, and rather than being like, I should get out of this situation.
And then chapter four, it's just Harkus' chapter now. And he's thinking about... Another stupid line. He's like, go check our space coordinates. And I'm like, what other fucking coordinates would they be?
I guess Father needed us to know that he was not on Earth, that he was in space.
Yeah, so Harkus is a Yolkadian.
Yes.
Which, you know, that's critically important.
Which, from what I understood, that the male Yolkadians were just super attractive, regular-looking humans.
I think they were blue, though, weren't they?
I think that was only the women.
I thought the guys were, like, a color.
I had a moment where I was like, oh my goodness, I think that he just is a regular-looking guy, but super attractive.
I thought he was blue, but maybe not. Yeah.
So he is going to visit the scorpion planet.
Yeah. There's, like, a weird exposition dump about why he needs to go there.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters.
I don't remember. It's, like, diplomatic reasons.
Yeah,
I think that's enough thing you need to know. He's not looking forward to it. They all hate the scorpion people.
Yeah, and they think about how the scorpion people hold females captive and publicly impregnate them.
Like, the other female scorpion people. Like, that's how they impregnate each other.
Yeah, just with, like, these weird public impregnation ceremonies. And
yeah.
It's like, I was reading this. And I was like, this is someone's fetish. And it's weird that the book is not going to deliver on it. Like, which sounds insane. But, like, I was like, I can't believe the book is, like... Because it literally mentioned this weird public scorpion impregnation thing in the blurb. And in the blurb, she's just like, oh, what a shitty day I'm having. And I was like, you guys, you're like...
So you're thinking, like, someone read this and was like,
oh, it's gonna happen.
It's gonna happen.
The and then it doesn't happen.
Public scorpion rape.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm so excited. And then...
it doesn't happen. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is just bullshit. Like, which sounds ridiculous. But I was like, someone picked this up for that reason and they got this book. I wrote... Because they talk about how barbaric the scorpion people are, right? I wrote... If they commit a crime, their family bites their limbs off and leaves them to thrash in agony until they perish. And they just, like, went really deep into how bad
demented
these scorpions are.
Yeah, they are really mad.
And then, so Harkus arrives, and the scorpions are, like, talking to him, and they have these, like, translator chips in their brain.
Yeah, so they can all, like, understand each other.
Yeah, and the scorpion is just, like, get your asses into our party room.
Did he really say that?
Yeah. And I was like, that's not how I expect the scorpions to talk.
So in the party room, out comes Crest in a cage, and they're like, you're in for a special treat. You're going to get to see scorpion impregnation to a human. We're doing humans now instead of female scorpions.
This is really exciting. Yeah.
And Harkins is like, oh no.
Yeah.
I don't want this.
I wrote Yolkadians are turquoise.
Oh, but I think it was only the females. Maybe.
Maybe the females were blue and the men
are turquoise?
Turquoise.
Okay.
Okay. Also, they're smooth-headed.
I wrote that they have arms as thick as logs. I also followed up with, why do people find that attractive? Log light, like, logs are huge. Like, he's ginormous.
Yeah, and so Harkus, like, looks at her and he's, like, instantly in love with her.
Yeah.
Because, and he's never seen a human before in his life.
No.
He's like, she is the prettiest thing I've ever seen.
It bothered me immensely. Like, why? Why do these books do this?
Yeah. So then he, like, saves her. He holds a gun to the Emperor Scorpion's head.
He saves her, yay. And she doesn't get raped. And she still has her invention.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, first I was like, maybe the invention part's over now? Like,
Yeah, like, we're not going to talk about it anymore. But no, she, like, carries it throughout.
Throughout the whole book.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also immediately suspected that this whole setup at this point was the cherub's doing.
Which is freaking maniacal. And just, like, what if Harkus hadn't decided to save her?
Yeah. Like, she'd, I don't know, I guess she wouldn't be dead.
But she'd be having a very bad time.
Yes. Oh, I did write, I wrote he's turquoise too. Okay.
He's turquoise.
He's turquoise.
That's a big important thing.
I also wrote, so I wrote that he is turquoise. I also added that he is a man, but bigger and more handsome. So he's just like a, like, what is in my head is the genie. Like, when the genie's, like, larger than the rest of us.
And blue.
And blue.
Yeah.
She says that he looks like a Greek god, like, yeah, in the statues.
Yeah. Yeah, so she's like, why would they have kidnapped me? And he's like, probably because you're the perfect human. The perfect specimen of a human.
I wrote about this, too.
Did you write what she said? Perfect human, me, fashion allergic science geek, and queen of solo Friday night pizza.
That's not what I wrote.
What did you write?
I did talk about it, too, though, because she sees him. And, like, again, yeah, I don't think she's ever seen a Ilkadian before either. She hasn't, because she doesn't even
know, yeah, what they're called.
What they're called, yeah. She's, like, confused about them. So she's like, he's the most attractive thing that she's ever seen. I'm like, he's an alien. It's like the same thing as the, like, I'm really attracted to birds. Like, you're not. You haven't seen them before. Like, okay, but anyways. And then the scorpions abducted her, they say, to Harkus, because she's the most perfect human. But they also describe humans as super disgusting and ugly. And I'm like, what? Like, why would you want to mate with it? Like, yeah, it's the most perfect human, but you consider it ugly.
It makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
It's just like a plot, another plot point. Where you're like, why?
Why? Like, at least let the scorpions think that humans are attractive.
Yeah, or something. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Otherwise, they would have gone and found
an attractive
species. Like, even if she is the most perfect human, if she's unattractive to them, why would you want babies that look half like her? It was so confusing. Okay, moving on.
Sorry, one more. So she's now on Harkus's spaceship.
Yes.
And for some reason, he has never seen a human before, ever. And they have an Earth-themed room on their spaceship. Just in case. Like, I was like, why?
I totally missed that.
And then they're under attack from the scorpion people.
Yes. And, like, so they're in this Earth room together. And I think, again, like, why? Why did you choose this? So they're in the Earth room. And he's like, we're under attack. I have to get back to the control room. So he picks her up and takes her back there with him. And I'm like, obviously she should stay in her room. Like, she's not going to be helpful to you.
Yeah.
But no, she has to be in on the action.
Yeah.
So they can continue to fall in love.
Yeah, so he's like, her touch is like Quinta Five's Purple Butterflies. Her voice is like hula birds on Quadrant K. These are actual quotes, and I had to write them down because they were insane.
I mean, I'm sure they are, because when you've just pulled out Quadrant K from your butt.
So she wants to, like, take on one of the guns and, like,
oh my
gosh, shooting.
I was really bothered by this. Were you bothered by this? I'm like, I'm not, like, sexist, but I'm like, get out of the way, woman. It's not because you're a woman, it's because you're not a fighter. Like, don't help.
You don't know, like, this spaceship. He's a commander. Like,
yeah, like, you are 100% getting in the way. During the fight, she does finally get a stupid gun, and she shoots one of the ships, I guess. I don't know. And the other people get up to hug her during the battle.
Yeah, I was like, dude, stop.
It was so annoying.
Yeah.
I was like, no, don't. She can't be involved. She should be, like, scared or something else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like, I want to get in this action. I don't know how to shoot your guns. Like, is there, are her hands even equipped to hold them? They're monsters. They have arms the size of logs.
Yeah, like, why is she strong enough to, like, I don't know.
To pull the trigger of these,
Yeah. And so, like, the whole time this is happening, Harkus is just, like, thinking about how much he wants to fuck her. Like, it's the only thing on his mind.
And it's very distracting to him. I also didn't fully understand, like, it's mentioned throughout the fight scene that she's, like, grabbing his arm and touching him. And I'm like, why are you so close to him? He's the commander. Like, isn't he in the commander chair? Like, high up. You're just a lowly soldier. Like, less than that, but you get not put in the soldier position.
Yeah. And he has a realization. He's like, oh, this might be my life mate.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to ruin his whole military career.
Because you can't have a life mate and be in the military. Yeah. And you'll count, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wrote, I'm not into the fact that the author is underlining for emphasis as opposed to using italics. It, like, really bothered
That's
me.
That's funny. I didn't notice.
Yeah. So, I kept writing these lines down because, like, oh my god, they were just, like, absurd. Harkus at one point thinks, our collective safety is much more important than the fire in my mighty loins.
I can say, so, like, the order of these episodes are crazy, but we recently married, I Married a Lizard Man.
Yeah.
And I just, like, Olix, who was the main alien in that,
Lizard Man,
was great. He was so funny.
Yeah.
Like, he was endearing. And Harkus was just so not.
No, he was, like, nothing.
Nothing. Like, they had the same things, where he was, like, not using the right words for human things because he's a Yelkaidian and doesn't know. But it was just, like, didn't do it for me.
I know.
In any way, I'm just like, here he is, turned on constantly and battling his military role versus his love that he has met this girl 20 minutes ago.
And, like, the thing is, like, it's like, oh, he's just, like, this beautiful, insanely attractive man. And it's like, I'm reading a book. I can't see how hot he is.
Yeah.
So please give him a personality. Begging you.
He had nothing.
He was empty, a hollow shell of a blue man.
It was so disappointing after Olix, the Lizard Man.
So they're, like, getting hit and, like, things are crashing around.
Yeah.
And he's still thinking about how horny he is. Like, that's the only thing on his mind. And he, like, catches the metal box thing that she has, like, magic thingy.
Does it have a name?
The Vivendi.
Oh, right. I totally never wrote it down.
Viverendum.
Because I was like, whatever about that. Yeah. The magic box.
Yeah. And he's, like, still, so he, like, catches it out of midair. And I was like, I thought she left it in the Earth-themed room, but whatever.
It's back.
Yeah, and then he's, like, still thinking about how much he wants to fuck her, like, as they are crashing, like, moments before impact. And I was like, this is crazy.
I also have to note, on her end, what she's thinking about is, when are they going to take me home? And, like, during the battle, she's like, hey, Zaharkis, when are you going to get me back to Earth? Like, not the time, woman!
Also, okay, so I'm hitting chapter 10.
Yeah.
And for some reason I wrote, she's the dumbest fucking scientist I've ever heard of, and I don't know why.
I don't know
why.
That's
the only thing I wrote in chapter 10.
Oh, so, well, the thing I wrote in chapter 10, because they crash land into this ocean, and they're like, is it acid or is it water? And I was like, obviously it's a water, otherwise you'd be dead.
Yeah.
And they're, like, gonna go out into the sea, and they're, like, really worried. And I'm like, the book will be over. Like, it's not acid. And I don't know why it bothered me. It really bothered me. And I was like, I wish it was acid. Then some of them would die. It would be more interesting. Considering that so much is happening, I'm so bored.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wrote they go outside like idiots.
Because they're worried that it's acid, but they have to get off of the planet, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then as they get head into the lifeboats, she now is really turned on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not the time. Same as him. I'm like, you're about to get in these boats that might explode because it's acid.
Yeah. So with that in mind, I have another quote from him. My duty is all that matters, not the burning urges of my rock-hard aching flesh.
I wish there was a man here right now and, like, do you ever have these thoughts in your head? Like, this is a woman who cannot write men well.
Yeah, like, he's hollow of personality and he has thoughts like my rock-hard aching flesh.
And I just can't imagine men sitting alone or sitting with their whatever, their girlfriend, and thinking, like, I can't focus on this movie right now. My rock hard aching flesh is driving me insane.
Oh my god, yeah.
And so on that theme as well, he's assigning people to lifeboats and he keeps saying, like, I can't focus, like, my rock hard aching flesh, it's yeah. distracting me. And then he's like, Cresta will be with in me. My lifeboat.
Yeah. So then they're in the lifeboats. And you know how you were talking about this really, you know, it really pissed you off that they let her on the guns? At one point, it's in Harkus's point of view. And so, like, this is a Harkus POV chapter. And his, like, brain chip thingy doesn't translate something of that she says. But the author tells us what it was. Like, she says something like, oh, he's, like, movie star hot.
Yes, I remember
And this. Then he's like, but my brain chip didn't translate that. So it just came out as beep, beep, beep. And I was like, what? We can't know what it is. We can't know that. I know you're in third person, but you can't. You can't tell us.
Because we're in Harkus's view.
Yeah. We should not know what those words are.
Yes. Just, I agree.
Yeah. It's it. So, yeah. There's also, like, a typo at this point where, like, it's like, you know, you didn't have to rescue us, you know. And I was like, wow, author didn't even proofread this.
Like, you know, twice.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was just like, bro.
What chapter are you on?
I think I'm on 11.
Okay.
The little baby creature.
Comes back.
Comes yeah. back.
Yeah, like halfway through the book and he's back.
And he just is like, yeah, I messed up your thingy and made it shrink things. And also I arranged for your kidnapping.
Yes, like all of this was his elaborate ruse because they're perfect mates meant to be together.
Yeah, which I was like, that's absolutely wild. And now they're here.
Yeah.
Launched into space in this pod, not space, into the ocean in this pod thing on this random planet.
I've also written, though, I'm like, okay, so guess they're perfect mates, but all we know as readers so far is that they really turn each other on, and I was like, I guess that's all you need. Like, they haven't had any conversations, like, about their lives or no. anything. It's just, like, it's been attack after attack after attack, chaos after chaos, but they're both really turned on by each other
yeah.
as they deal with it.
Yeah.
I also, in this moment, mentioned, only because it got mentioned so often, that they talk about micro sun turns as a measurement of where to turn next.
I think it's a measurement of time.
Is that what you think it is?
Yeah.
I was like, what is it? And they just kept mentioning it. They're like, a micro sun turn this way, or a micro sun, like, chief man, oh, micro sun turn! Like... Why did it have to be that way?
Yeah, I'm glad you noted it, because I didn't write it down.
It bothers
me. I was just
me.
Like, it's stupid, and I'll just ignore it. Yeah, but, so I'm on chapter 14 now, somehow.
Okay, I have my dumbest line in chapter 13.
Okay, go for it.
It's not, like, dumb in the words, but I have a dumb feelings towards it. Dumbest line, I am learning her ways gradually. And I was like, dude, you've known each other for, like, what, an hour? Like, the series of events have maybe been 2 hours.
Yeah.
Like, maybe.
I think, like, 6 hours tops.
Like, it was no time at all. 6 hours is a lot,
yeah.
too. Like, yeah. that's pushing it. In terms of, from the moment they saw each other, maybe.
Yeah.
But even, like, the moment he saw her, he basically rescued her. And the moment they got into Earth, they basically got under attack. And yeah. then they were sinking, and then they were in, like...
Yeah. It's crazy.
So I'm like, you are not learning her ways gradually. There's no gradual about it. And you've also learned nothing about her ways. Because it's been no time. You know what she's like under extreme pressure, I guess.
I have another really good line. Did you want another line about his penis?
No. Yeah, sure.
No, you don't. Fine, I won't tell you. Perhaps she sees, but does not even recognize my firm, proud Yolkadian manhood. I, at this point, was like, please just say penis. I'm begging you.
What about, what did they use it? What was it in Lizard Man?
Stem.
What if they started using stem?
No, I don't think so.
Oh. Okay, so, by the way, I don't know, like, this has happened, but we, like, maybe it happens in chapter 14, but, like, as they were escaping planet, they crashed back down to the, and we just didn't talk about that, but it did happen. So they are the only two stuck on this planet.
Yeah.
And the rest of the Yolkadians have gone back into space. And they're like, hopefully they notice that we didn't get out of the orbit.
Yeah. And so, yeah, their ship like rolls down a thing. Cresta's knocked unconscious.
Yes.
Okay. And then actually, I have one single line that I thought was cute.
Okay.
He listens to her heartbeat to, like, make sure she's okay. And he's like, I hope humans can function with just one of their hearts beating.
That was good. Yeah. That was good.
Because he has two hearts.
Yeah.
And so I was like, that, okay. 1 point.
And then she wakes up and she's really turned on. And then I was like, I guess this planet makes you horny. I don't know. Because before she was, like, internally turned on. But now she's like...
externally
and like, pursuing him hard, and he's like, we need to get to safety.
Also, very important note about this planet, the trees are all mirrors.
So she's like, look, we'll be able to see each other from all the directions.
Yeah,
it was very strange.
And then she says it, she says the line.
Oh yeah,
she and says,
I said in my notes, this line, the title of the book has been used, and it's even dumber.
Yeah,
it's so bad. They use it more. It keeps continuing on, but like, okay, the line, is that a rocket in your pocket, or are you just pleased to see me?
It's so dumb.
It was so dumb. Cresta said it, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. And
because
she could feel his hardness?
I don't know.
I don't even know.
She also says, sorry, I have another quote from Cresta at this point when she's really horny. She's like, nothing wrong with me, buddy. Nothing a little loving can't fix. And I was like, why are you talking like this? It's gross.
It's gross. And what really bothers me is that I was like, okay, it must have been like the head injury or this planet. And then like you find out that no, it's not. She just says that she's more confident now. And this is who she truly is. And she's like, it's just because I've been through so much. I'm tired of holding myself back.
Yeah.
And I'm like, like, you've been through so much and now you're okay.
Yeah. And now you're like a sleazeball that like talks gross. Like, I don't understand.
I didn't understand either.
Yeah. I have another line from him.
I feel like we have, like, none of the plot. It's just random strings of, she said this, he said this. By the way, like, they're stuck on the planet. She said this, he said this.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, they're stuck on the planet.
Yeah.
If I think about her soft curves anymore, my mighty cock is going to light itself on fire.
I love that you wrote these down. I, like, wrote so little of them down. I was just, like, letting them happen to me.
I was just, like, every single one. I was like, what? Pardon? Like, oh my god. Yeah, so that then there's some snakes on the planet that turn into people and want to eat them.
And it's like, this is their ruse, is that as people try to escape their planet, they suck them back down to eat them.
Yeah, you remember us talking about the plot being absolutely bananas? This whole snake planet felt like a fever dream.
It really felt like that. So now Harkus, I guess, picks her up and they run away from the snake human little, no, snake little. I imagined them as like little dwarves.
Yeah, like little gnome creatures.
That sometimes were snakes, sometimes were dwarves.
Yeah.
So they run away to a cave.
They eat some random stuff they found. I wrote she hits on him in really stupid ways. Because, yeah, she's still being horny.
Yeah, don't they almost, like, have sex in this moment,
too? Yeah, okay, well, first of all, he calls her Cresta Raybond exclusively, because that's her full name, and she's like, I love how he uses my full name. I'm like, no. Yeah, no, they're about to get down to it.
But then the aliens are back.
Then she gets bitten by a snake, and he needs to save her life.
By using the machine, right?
Yeah, so dick out. He's like, we have to use the Vivendorum or whatever. And, yeah, so he kills a bunch of snakes completely naked.
Yeah! It's just, like, the fact that he's naked. It's just, like, so comical to me.
I know, and, like, just his dick is, like, swinging around, and he's swinging snakes around, and, like...
Is Cress still alive, or is she still dead at this moment?
I don't know.
Or is she dead, or is she dying? I can't remember.
She's dying, and then he saves.
Oh, yeah, she's not dead, because if she was dead, she'd get shrunk.
Yeah.
So she's just dying.
Yeah. And so he saves her. And then she just gets dressed, and they leave. Like, it was bananas that this whole fight happened. Yeah, they were in, like, a cave
thing. Yeah, and then leave the cave.
Yeah. So he washes off the snake guts.
In a river.
Yeah. And she stares at him and thinks about... Okay. Yeah, so she stares at him, and he thinks about how disgraced he'll be for being with her, like, disgraced from the military and stuff.
Yeah.
I wrote, she randomly suggests shrinking their ship for no reason. Like, he's hidden their pod thing.
And she's like, if we shrink it, we can carry it around with us.
Yeah. And I was like, what? Okay. And then he has the small ship, and then she's like, is that a rocket in your pocket? And I wrote, also, why is he acting like she's smart? Then they're like, gonna fuck, and then the snakes come back.
The snakes are really disturbing their opportunities.
And then...
So, like, they're like, we need to, let's escape the planet. I don't know how. Oh, I know why they do the ship thing. It is explained. Because she thinks that her box can restore all things, not just humans, and their ship is broken. So if they shrink it, it'll be back to life. Like, it'll restore all of its functions, and then they'll be able to escape the planet.
And it does for some reason.
It does! It works! It also can fix machines.
Yeah! Because, like, why on Earth would that be a functionality of this? Like, if the thing exclusively works on organic material, why would it fix a computer?
Yeah. And then for some reason, so, like, they get the ship to be regular size again because of, like, the mirror trees, and, like, they shine multiple of the lights at once, and boom, it's the right size. So they're, like, gonna escape the planet now.
But then he dies.
Because she leaves the machine out. And then he's like, we must get it. And she's like, oh, I guess we could just make another one. And he's like, we must get it.
Yeah, so he goes to get it, and then he dies. And then she's like, now I have to save him.
And so she's like, contemplates, what should I do?
Yeah, she's going to shrink him. And I was like, I don't, who cares?
Yeah, I was like, just shrink him. You've already figured out you can regrow things. Yeah. So just recreate that from safety.
Yeah, but no, she has to figure it out. And then she's like, I'll just use the... calculate the angles of refraction, and I'll hit him with the beam.
So, like, it drove me insane, because she's literally, like, so he dies. She pulls him back into the ship, and now the little gnomes are, like, outside, like, rah, 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 and then she's like, I have to bring him back outside. So she just brings him back out, and I'm like, where did the gnomes go?
They were, like, on the other side, because they had, like, this leader person that she killed or something, and it was...
I was like, no, they would be coming for you. Yeah. Like, it's not a secret where you were hiding.
Yeah. And...
another thing that she's in this chapter points out is that he's grown a beard.
Yes! And I was like, did he have that the whole time? I literally wrote in caps, he has a beard? Question mark.
I was like, has it been days? Like, how much time has passed? How has he grown a beard?
I know. I couldn't. That was mind-boggling information.
It really was. We both picked up on it.
Yeah. Well, there's like these little gnome snake creatures just chanting around. So she saves him, obviously. Yeah,
and I wrote, it was so boring. Because, so like she lines up and like she's like writing out like the whole thing about the leaves and the, yeah. It's all described like this
angle.
And, this
yeah.
And then she messes up and then it gets all described again. And I was like, this is so boring. Who cares what angle it's happening at? Just save him and make him regular sized.
I know. It was insane. Like, I was like, why? What? And like, I'm like, this author got to this point in the story. Why are we here with the gnome snake people and the mirrors and the magic light thing? Like, why did you choose this assortment of things? Yeah, so then they get rescued. And then they just get offered, like, great jobs by, like, his planet's people.
Yeah, and I was bothered by that, too, because I was like, they basically got free pass that he can be in the military and love her. And I was like, I feel like the other Yolkadians would be pissed off and, like, be like, excuse me.
Why?
We all want
to
be in the military and have wives. Why only you?
Yeah.
But no,
they're just
it's just fine. It's everyone's going to be okay with it.
And she's going to be the ambassador to Earth and be their science division because she's so smart. And I'm like, she's an idiot.
His beard gets mentioned again, too, in this chapter. And he comments on how thick it's gotten.
Maybe Yolkadians, their beards just grow.
That's what I wrote. Insanely. I was like, maybe this is their species' special trait, is they grow fast beards.
Yeah, so he takes her to this palace. I don't even understand my notes in this chapter. Okay. They, like, go to the palace and they're gonna bang now.
Yeah.
And...
finally.
And...
because they actually haven't yet.
Yeah, and she doesn't... I wrote, she wasn't wearing a bra this whole time, WTF. Because I think, yeah, she, like... didn't have a bra on.
That's funny. I did not notice that.
I was perplexed. And then... and then he puts a sparkly condom on.
Really? I didn't notice that. I noticed before that, before the condom, she comments on how he doesn't have to waste any time warming her up. But then... I think I wrote it as cunninglingus. So it must have been described as cunninglingus. And I was like, isn't that warming her up? Isn't that the definition of that?
Also, I don't know what he says, but she thinks this is the dirtiest thing he's ever said to me. And I was like, you've hardly spoken.
Yeah. He said a lot of dirty stuff in his own head.
Yeah. I just wrote the words thick rod, so that must have been used at some point. This is the funniest line to me. Okay. With one deft flick of his wrist, one flick, he removes the condom and knots it.
With a flick of his wrist?
He just whoop and it's knotted.
He is impressive.
Yeah. And I was like, sorry, what? And yeah, then he proposes. To her, like, fucking 24 hours after they met each other or something. And she says yes. Yeah, it was chapter 23, and I wrote, no more, please. But there was more.
They really had to wrap it up.
Yeah, the baby fixes the
cherub baby.
Yeah, the cherub... not her baby.
The cherub baby fixes her machine.
Yeah.
Her best friend, who we've never mentioned until right now, also got mated with a Yolkadian, and they're gonna have a dual wedding, which I thought was so lame. And the biggest plot twist, in my opinion, considering everything that happened.
Yeah.
I was so sure when the cherub first showed up that, like, her friend secretly signed her up for this service, because she was like, I did not do that. But nope. She really did just sign up and forgot. And I was shocked at the end. I'm like, for real? You really signed up for this and forgot? I feel like that's a hard thing to forget.
Yeah. But no, she... Also, it's weird that they're both with Yulcadians. That's odd.
Yeah.
It seems unusual.
Yeah.
Like, why isn't the best friend one of those scorpion aliens?
Why? Yeah, like, there's so many different species in this world, it seems like.
It actually seems like there's only Yulcadians, scorpions, humans... Snake men. Cyborgs.
Yeah. Cyborgs. And Mars rats.
Yeah.
And, like... Why do Mars rats not get to be mated with regular humans? Like, why does a Mars rat not get a mate? That's another species. Like, if they all put a brain chip in, squeak, squeak, squeak! I love you forever, my lady.
Yeah, and with the rules of this world, you could just, like, instantly be attracted to Clink Rat or whatever it is.
Plot holes everywhere. But anyways, that was that book. It was great to talk about it.
So yeah, final thoughts. Now you guys know
how insane
this book is.
It was insane.
Freaking perplexing the order of events are. Like, why?
Yeah.
Like, was it like an Adam and Eve thing? The snake planet? Is that why they were snakes?
But like, Adam and Eve is trying to resist the snake. Like, the snake is the devil.
But the devil was just getting in the way of them banging.
Where in the Bible, the devil would want them to bang.
The snakes would help them.
Here, take this bed.
Yeah, I couldn't figure this one out. At least with the lizard man weird colonization subplot, we could be like, that's a colonization subplot.
Yes.
This one, I was like, what?
Yeah.
Why does anything happen?
Yeah, I just like, I guess my thoughts, final thoughts would be like, who is not only like who, why is she writing this, but who is reading this for like enjoyment?
Like, yeah,
who is like, this is their genre?
Yeah.
And like, what do they get out of it? If this is your genre, please let us know.
Tell us.
We would love to understand.
Yeah, like, because it didn't even hit on the fetishes. Which I'm
good. Other than it's just alien, but he wasn't that extreme of an alien.
He was just slightly larger than her.
And maybe turquoise. I wrote actually in another note that I didn't mention that I was like, oh no, he isn't turquoise. Like, I'm confused about whether he was turquoise or not.
Yeah. Like, is that... Because there was nothing appealing about this book.
I mean, apparently there was struggle, but there was no actual struggle. Everything was just... Problem resolved.
Yeah. He used, like, just offensive words for his dick constantly. Like, I was like, who is getting turned on by this?
Yeah. Not me.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If we were to rate him.
Yeah.
Like, if you were to try to put him somewhere, where would Harkus go in the group of men we have?
It's funny because I was thinking about, let me grab a list.
He's not going to go on the list officially.
He's not actually going on
the list. We're just chatting about his attractiveness.
Hypothetical attractiveness.
He's low. Start with the bottom.
he would go higher than Travis to me because Travis, like, annoyed me.
Yeah.
Our second to last is Go-Go, which seems ruthless.
Because he was so boring.
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Jackson
Tate. Mm-hmm. It's funny how some of them just like, we know their last names.
And then Max Flannery.
Honestly, I think I'd put him below Go-Go.
Yeah.
Like, right?
He was just, and like part of that is because he's nothing.
Yeah. Know? I mean, I just think he's so boring, and he repulsed me in his wording. Like,
yeah.
He didn't annoy me. It was just like, ugh.
Yeah.
Stop.
I feel like I would put him near Mac Flannery.
Yeah. And I also think, and we did mention, I don't really think the author did a good job of capturing what men are like.
What it means to be a man.
I mean, I am not a man. But is that, like, what was she? Was she trying to think, this is what women want men to be like? Or, like, I don't know. I would rather have a realistic man.
I know. I would like to have a man that, like, vaguely resembles a man.
Yes.
Like, this just didn't...
In any way.
He was like a walking dildo. That was literally all. His thoughts were just about his dick. That's all he was.
I mean, the only thing that I guess would be kind of man is, like, he was really worried about his job, like, the pride of his job.
Like, but, like, what?
But that's not, like, super, like, ooh, that's what really gets a woman going.
Yeah.
Oh, my guy likes his job.
He cares about being in the military, but he's gonna throw it all away for me.
I mean, I guess that is what sells. Maybe that's the fetish. Women who... women want men who throw everything away for them.
Yeah, like... it was just so... so perplexing.
It was so perplexing. But that was... That was the book. That was our Christmas break.
Yeah,
Rocket. Part of it.
Rocket in My Pocket by Suki Selborne. And... great book for the podcast, honestly.
It is. It's so hard because I'm like, we read a lot of Amazon books, and yeah. I was like, I don't want to read these again for a while.
Yeah,
they're just so nothing. But at the same time, they're gold. When it comes time to talk about them.
Yeah. Check us out on Instagram at Women Writing Men. Check us out on our website at Women Writing Men. Or we're also on Patreon now. So you can look us up on there if you are interested. That's all. Bye-bye.